Greetings, disciples. Trust you are all well, healthy, blessed and anointed, filled with the power of God. Tomorrow morning early, 4 o'clock, so it's a bit too early for you guys, so I'm busy taping the message now for tomorrow morning, then Danita will send it to you. It's Ephesians 1 verse 18, and I'm reading from the TPT. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. So what is also happening here, you know, when the eyes of your understanding is enlightened and you know the expectation of your calling, which is according to Christ in you, the hope of glory. You also know, then you have seen what your eyes have seen, your ears have heard. You know also what's available to the saints, and that's what you can communicate. So until you have seen and heard, you can't communicate it effectively. So that's why it's so important to come to the source, to be enlightened, and then develop on schedule, staying with God. And that's why I like this morning's message. I told what I shared. The important thing is committing your life to the Lord 100%, like in a marriage, like full-time ministry. There's just full-time ministry. No one is part-time in the kingdom. It's full-time, 100% committed. And then the most important is daily getting fresh manna, letting the Lord light the fire as you coming boldly to the throne of grace, as you spending time with the Lord. And that's the most important thing. Then you're drinking from the source and from the well of life. And you come to the God that knows everything and knows you and knows the plan that he's got for you. So important. And that is what is so needed in this world today. And then not neglecting the fellowship of the saints, as we said this morning. But it's again the important thing. We look at Jesus, and Jesus sets the model how we make disciples. And he says to his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" So they looking at the source, our lives are predestined before the foundation of the earth in Christ. So they're looking to Christ, and then Christ, his flesh and blood, has not revealed that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And we see the importance of personal relationship, very important. And from that is where he goes on to say to his disciples, it is that the gates of hell will not prevail against, because it's coming from God. God is going to be backing you, and he's going to be backing the revelation, his word. He watches over his word to perform it. And then also, it's that extends the kingdom of God, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. So, yeah, I just encourage you again, and I go back to the beautiful example of the prophets of old. There was no big seminars and big pastors and prophets and teachers and evangelists to equip them. There was God. And God knew how to speak into their life. And look at the beautiful testimonies they've lived. And that's what I really believe. That's what we need. You know, that's why we got Christianity miles wide, but only an inch deep. It's that personal relationship and that personal obedience and that working out your salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God working in you. Amen. Be blessed. Enjoy the day. Love you guys. Thank you, Father God, that each one's in your hands. And I thank you, Father God, that you just inspire them, motivate them, build them up, Father God, precept upon precept, line upon line, to be everything you made them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.